This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day and the sun seems to have disappeared. What time did the sun come up this morning? Like, shouldn't we be seeing the sun by now?
Yeah.
At least somewhere. As an orangey, you know, hazy thing.
Or reddish or something.
There's nothing. I mean, I think it came up like a half hour ago.
Sunrise has been in the 6 o'clock hour, but I can tell you exactly. Hold on.
Yeah, tell me exactly when that sunrise was this morning, because it is creepy outside.
6:46 a.m.
I can't find it.
There's no sun.
Yeah.
I've been looking right where it always stares me in the eye.
And I usually get some light in by now. And
it's
nothing.
It's so dark and creepy out.
Oh, we're getting a text from someone who says, go look at your car. It's probably covered in ash. Yeah. Well, look, it's this. We're dealing with, this biggest fire season yet.
It's just
so
scary.
This is the byproduct
now.
Of that.
Yikes. Is there anyone seeing the sun? Like, could the
no.
East Bay?
No, I just actually went outside. And the good news, if you want some, is that it's cool outside. It is not hot. Mm-hmm. It is not scorching, which we've been dealing with. Going out in 109 plus degree weather on whatever day that was, Sunday. And I don't mean out like out to, you know, celebrate or anything. I just mean out like out the door of my house. That is too hot. Like, I don't know
it's a wall. It's like a wall of heat.
How do people do Arizona or Palm Springs? How do you do that?
Don't ask me. With a pool and air conditioning and never leaving your house, I guess. It's really creepy out right now. I am seeing actually some wind, which I know is not a great thing for fighting fires, but maybe that'll actually reveal the sun at some point. It is so weird out. It's very surreal.
I feel like I'm doing an overnight shift.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, the sun's been up going, you know, an hour and a half. This is crazy. Okay. Let's see. We'll get, let's talk
There's
about
your weather report,
else.
Everyone.
Yes. Oh my God. Run for it. Or run down to the basement if you have one of those. Hide. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. So if you have a child in need or you want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, you can go to RadioAlice.com under the Feed Our Families tab. Jane is saying, let's see, she weighed in on this next thing. It's a creepy orange-red apocalyptic sky in Alameda. Jane, can you see the sun? That's the thing that's really creeping me out is that, like, even though it's weird light, usually you can at least see the disc. The orb is present. Where I am, I'm not seeing anything. Yeah, just not looking in the right place. Oh, my God. Anyway, we're going to start the Celebrity Trash with... the song of the weirdest summer. I don't know if you want to be the song of the summer in 2020. I think you want to be in 2019, possibly in 2021. In 2020, you don't want anyone to, like, let's just forget this whole year. So I've got the top five here. Jane has actually told me what she feels is the song of the summer.
And what did she say?
Well, it's number two on this list. I'll tell you when we get to it. Do you have some guesses?
No, I don't. I can't say that I'm up on modern music very much, so I don't have...
Well, spoiler alert, it's a lot of what we hear on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock in the Hot 100. So there's a lot of crap on here. So I said, "Hey, is there any Alice stuff that you think?" Because I looked at it and went, "Ugh." So get ready for some more ugh people.
Bury Me in Daisies.
No, Daisies is not the song of the summer.
Oh, all right.
Great song, though.
Yeah.
All right, at number five is St. John. The song is Roses.
Oh, okay.
You remember this one. So that's number five on this list of the songs of the summer. These are the songs that everyone loves. And Billboard bases these on what was charting over the summer, who spent the most time. At number four is Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce, Savage. He say the way that thing move is a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, meet a room key. Had him bled the block and now it's I know it's late to the party, but it seems like WAP would be on there. Because, man, that song, I might have to watch the video again.
Filthy.
That is, like, I can't believe the moves. I'm like, how are they even doing that? That's amazing. They got some lucky people in their life. Because, whoa, who even thought those moves up? What is the world coming to?
I like it.
Yeah, it's great. Savage is number four on the Song of the Summer. It was a contender, but it didn't make first place. And number three, What's Poppin'? Jack Harlow featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne. Sound like an intro, jet song, give me that tempo. Told Pooh he'll fool with it. Told her don't let her friends know. I don't know. None of these feel anthemic enough to me. Here's the one that Jane picked for number one. And she's not wrong. We've certainly heard a lot of it. And I would say it's the song of spring and summer. I can't get away from this song. It's The Weeknd, Blinding Light. And the song of the summer, according to Billboard, after spending 13 of the chart's 15 weeks at number one, those are the 15 weeks they consider the summer, apparently, it's Rockstar, DaBaby, featuring Roddy Ricch. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car, with a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah, I like this. This is pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was last year the Cowboy song?
Lil Nas X, you mean?
Yeah. Was that last year's song of the summer?
I don't know the years anymore.
I know.
They're all blurry.
The years are a little... I think 2020 will be a standout for all the wrong reasons, but all the other years, I'm like, I don't know when that happened. Anyway, there you go. That's your song of the summer, everybody. DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch.
Yeah. I have a couple of songs that I would like to for it to be on our list.
Oh, I love this. This is
here's
way
one
to take
of
initiative.
Right,
watermelon sugar. Oh, right, yeah, that's the summer song. Watermelon sugar. Here it is.
That or this one.
Don't
show up.
Don't come out. Yeah. Don't right. I like the Brin list. Any other ones? I like the Brin list. Damn.
And I would choose Drake, but I know you'd get
no,
over for that, so
Drake.
I'm not even bother.
Don't choose Drake. Thank you for not choosing Drake.
Oh, my pleasure.
Murder my Drake. Hey, guys. You know, we talked a lot about voting and how important it is. And it's so important to some people that they've joined Instagram just to tell you all about it. Eddie Vedder has joined Instagram because he wants you to vote.
Earlier this week,
you should follow him because really it doesn't seem like he's going to post much. He just put up like an 8-step way to, you know, get yourself to vote. Earlier this week, he made his first ever post on the social media platform, branding it with his initials without wasting any time. He got to work posting an instructional series of photos on Instagram showing fans how to vote by mail. He said, "Good morning," in all caps, like he's yelling at you. "Hope you're all well and hanging tough in these extraordinary times. Me, myself, I'm about to go postal." He's hilarious. "Lest there be any confusion, here's how simple, secure, and verifiable it is to vote by mail. In regards to something so huge as taking part in our democracy and putting your voices to great use, nothing could be easier. And at this intense time of a global pandemic, even more importantly, nothing could be safer." So he shared 8 different pictures of himself detailing the step-by-step process of voting by mail. He made it look really simple. The photos were all taken in July. They feature the official ballot for the August primary in Seattle, where he lives, and then a voter's guide. And now he's showing you how easy it is to vote in the general election coming up.
Look at that. I found him already.
Yeah, well, he's Eddie
right,
Vedder.
I'm going to follow him.
Why not, right? Who knows if he'll post anything else, but he's certainly posting now.
Wow, he's got 86,000 followers, and when did he start this?
Let me think. I think yesterday. Hold on. Let me look. Doesn't say when. This is from this morning, though, I believe, so wasn't long ago.
Wow. All right. Well, good for him.
People like them some Eddie Vedder.
I sure do.
Yeah. Dave Grohl was in a drum battle with a little girl, 10-year-old. And she's a 10-year-old from Ipswich, England. Her name is Nandi Bushell, or Bushell, possibly. And she's a really good drummer. And he has conceded defeat. He answered her challenge and set her up with one of his own. And she freaking killed it. And if you haven't, look, we're not going to play a million things from them, but it went back and forth. We played a lot of it last week. Look this little girl up. Nandi, N-A-N-D-I, Bushell, B-U-S-H-E-L-L. They have gone back and forth, and it's on YouTube. That's where I'm looking at it, but I assume it's all over all their social medias. She's adorable. Like, watching her drum is like watching someone just in sheer joy. Mm-hmm. It's great. And he looks sort of, and she imitates his look too, because he's got like this red and black, you know, lumberjack style plaid shirt on. And he's kind of huffing and puffing as he's doing this thing, even as he's talking to her. And there's her little wiry 10-year-old, and she's got the same outfit on. And I don't know if that's shading him or what, or she's just trying to be him. Here, look, there she is. She's playing right along. Oh, she's so cute. Oh, my God. Oh, there she goes. It's got all the shots. And I mean, I don't know what else
to
say.
You gotta go look at this. Look at her go.
She's just playing it up. She's really good. I mean, she's quite the little drummer. So congrats to her.
You know what's trippy is you hear a lot about these YouTube artists that many musicians are saying, that person's better than me. They can't write better songs than me, but right. I'm not speaking necessarily about this girl, but a lot of guitar players will concede defeat people who are guitar gods, but they're right. Like, you know, if that person writes some songs, they'll probably, you know, be better than my band ever was. Yeah. But that's, you know, songwriting's different than just
talent
being able
alone is not enough. I mean,
to shred, right?
You can be amazing. But if you don't have, and all your friends will appreciate it. But if you know, it's all about songs. It really is. You can mm-hmm. be technically perfect at something and it won't matter.
Right. Well, like,
join the right band, I guess. I got a couple things just really quickly about Travis Scott. He's a guy who seems to have it all, including a baby with Kylie Jenner.
And a McDonald's commercial.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
I've seen it.
He's got a whole McDonald's meal named after him. It's basically a quarter pounder, add bacon. It's modeled after his own favorite McDonald's order. And there's really nothing to it. It's just a quarter pounder, cheese, bacon, lettuce, medium fry with barbecue sauce to dip into, not ketchup, and a Sprite. And it's $6. So it's only available for a limited time, although you can get that whatever you want. I don't know. But they, you know, right now, if you order the Travis Scott meal, that's what you get. So he did this commercial, and he's like an articulated doll in the thing.
Yep.
Like they did almost a stop motion thing. But then the very last scene, he turns into a superhero of some kind and takes off from the table. So he's tiny, you know, as he's jumping around the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are interested and spending too much money on stuff, and God, people are. He is selling ridiculously overpriced McDonald's merchandise. You can get a McNugget pillow, and that's $90.
Whoa.
For $30, this is the best item to get because it's the cheapest. You can get a special lunch tray for a mere $30. You know, those trays that they give you at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it has Travis's face on it. And if you want some jeans shorts with McDonald's and I assume Travis Scott logoing, they're $250.
His little puppet, or whatever you want to call it, is wearing jean shorts, too. So I noticed that the fashion and the jewelry, the little puppet guy has a big necklace.
Of course
and,
he does.
And I believe some stuff around his arms. So, yeah, I guess the jean shorts are a reference to what the puppet's wearing.
And for a mere $250, you too can look like a puppet. I like the $90 McNugget body pillow. I like a body pillow, and I'm thinking maybe, you know, well, I could probably get one for $12 at, say, Blood Bath & Beyond. I may have to go for the $90 Travis Scott. Anyway,
good
that's
for him,
what's
going
though.
I saw
yeah.
the ad and it caught my attention, and I actually stopped. I was sort of noodling on the guitar while watching the NBA playoffs. That came on, and I stopped what I was doing. Like, who is that? And I did wait to actually. I'm sure others might have recognized the puppet and known. I didn't.
He says his name in the first.
I didn't see that part, but they show a little graphic for Travis Scott at the end, and I'm like, oh, look at that! Good for him.
He's got a whole thing going on.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got the end of summer in the news and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.